Now, there's something important to take a look at as we're beginning to understand values more. So you can elicit the values from the motivation strategy. It's possible to find out what. Well, here's what we do with the motivation strategy. You have a strategy that allows you to know it's time to be motivated. Like when you think of the last time you were motivated, how'd you do that? What we could do is elicit your motivation strategy, and what we'll find is that the motivation strategy is always linked to a value. It's always going to be linked to a value. So when we think of a value as a nominalization, remember a value is always a nominalization. So if you take a value like relationships or communication, that's a nominalization. It's a process word that's frozen in time. Relationship is the process of relating. Communication is the process of communicating. When you think of that value, that value is going to be linked to a kinesthetic, which will be the back end of a motivation strategy. In the context of blank, can you remember a time when you were totally motivated? So if we wanted to pull if I were to ask you in the context of your career, let's just take career. If I were to ask you in the context of your career, can you remember a time when you were totally motivated? Everybody do that for a moment. Everybody just stop for a moment and think of a context of your career and remember a specific time when you were totally motivated. And let me know when you've got that. Everybody's got it? Okay, when you think of that time when you were totally motivated, do you have a picture? Got it? And as you think of that time and you look at that picture, do you feel the motivation in your body? Do you feel some of the kinesthetic? You guys feel that? Yeah. Okay, now what I want you to do just for a moment is just stop. And I want you to notice what happens. If we take that picture, okay, just take that picture for a moment. I want you to make it small and dark. Take that picture, make it small and dark, and I want you to put it in the upper left-hand corner of the room, way over there. And as you take that picture and you make it small and dark and you put it in the upper left-hand corner, you got to play with this. You got to do it if you want to test it. So take that picture, make it small and dark, put it in the upper left-hand corner. And the question is, with the picture small and dark in the left-hand corner, do you feel more motivated or less motivated? Less. Right? So your motivation strategy is always intimately connected to your values. So let's take that picture that represents that value, that time when you were totally motivated, and I want you to bring that picture back down and put it right back where it was. Good. And clear the screen. So when you're motivated, your motivation strategy is linked to your values. Remember, our values provide all upfront motivation. Our values provide all upfront motivation to do anything. So when something's important to you, you'll be motivated to do it. Now, when we took that picture away that represented that thing that was important to you, and we put it up there, the motivation disappeared. Kind of interesting. Yeah. Values from threshold. So, by the way, here's how you find out what somebody's value is from their motivation strategy. So there's a couple of ways to do values elicitations. First off, you ask, what's important to you in the context of blank, in the context of your career, and you'll get a list of values. Now, when you're eliciting somebody's values, you want to, they're going to give you words. They'll give you nominalizations. So you say, what's important to you in the context of your career? What else, what else, what else, what else, what else? And you'll get a nice list of words. At some point, they're going to come to a point where they blank out. And they go, well, I think that's it. And you go, what else is important? I mean, as you think about it, what else? I want you to push them, when you do an elicitation, push them beyond two blank spots. Okay, so what else? And they come to that part and they go, I don't know. Or they go and they're searching. Push them some more and say, what else? What else is important? Because oftentimes if you push them beyond those, you'll get more unconscious values. So you get stuff that's really in there that's real unconscious. So you come to two blank spots. Once we've got that list of values, then what you're going to do is you're going to elicit them from the motivation strategy. So you're going to say, because remember, values provide all upfront motivation. So you're going to say, I want you to think of a time now. So once you've got a complete list of values, you're going to say, I want you to think of a time when you were totally motivated. Think of a specific time in the context of your career. As you go back to that time now, step into your body, see what you saw, hear what you heard, and feel what you felt. Everybody try this for a moment so you can get the example of what I'm talking about. So remember a time, think of a time, you could think of that same time when you were totally motivated in the context of your career. Step into your body, see what you saw at the time, hear what you heard, and feel the feelings of being right there in that event. And now what I want you to do is rewind the movie just a little bit and tell me what feeling was present just before the feeling of motivation. What feeling was present just before the feeling of motivation? And somebody raise your hand and tell me once you've got in touch with what that feeling is. What's the feeling that was present just before the feeling of motivation? Yeah. Excitement. So is excitement important to you in the context of your career? Yeah. What you're going to do is you're going to find some underlying values, because the value is going to be linked, intimately linked, to the motivation strategy, just like we found out a second ago. What was it? Who else got a feeling before the feeling? Uh-huh. Right. But what was present just before, the moment before the feeling of motivation? Yeah. Anticipation. Is anticipation important to you in the context of your career? Yeah. Excitement. Yep. What? Ready. A feeling of readiness. Excitement. Is that important to you in your career? Yeah. Yeah. See, it could be, in which case you'd want to release it if it was. Probably. So it was anxiety just before the motivation? Yeah. Do you do anxiety a lot in your career? Okay. Yeah. So if it's a problem, you could release that. You could just release the limiting decision to have that. And if it's not a problem, then it's not a problem. Yeah. Necessity. Yeah. Think of another time. So, and both of you could do this, by the way. You could think of another time, a specific time when you're totally motivated in the context of your career. And as you think of that time, step into it. See what you saw at the time. This is a state elicitation script. Hear what you heard and feel the feelings of being right there, present. And then rewind the movie. Notice my language. Rewind the movie just a little bit and notice what was the feeling that was present just before the feeling of motivation. Yeah, it's good to push for a feeling. What was it you were feeling just before the feeling of motivation? Just rewind that movie. Desperation. Yikes. And what I'll do is once I get the feeling, then I'll say, is that important to you in the context of your career, or desperation? Or is it something you do a lot?
No, it's not something I do a lot.
Oh, so you did back then. Okay. Well, then think of another time. What I would do with the client that says that, by the way, I'd have them think of another time until we got a word that I felt was really a value inside their career. So did you get a word there, Doug?
Well, I went back to another one.
Uh-huh. I came out by motivation. But the excitement was the feeling just before.
Yeah.
Right. A preparedness. Right. So that's your motivation strategy.
Motivation.
Interesting to know your motivation strategy. So you went through step by step. Right now, what we really want is we want to get the feeling before the motivation, because that feeling will tend to be a value for that person. That will tend to be a value for that person. And that's what, so the values are intimately linked to your motivation strategy, how you know to be motivated. And that's why when we took the picture that represented that and we put it over there, it became less motivating, because we kind of took that value away. Yeah? Now, so that's the second way that you do elicitation. You do straight elicitation. You ask what's important to you. Then you're going to get, I would do the motivation, get the values from the motivation strategy, get at least one or two of those. And then the third way to get values when we're doing our elicitation is to get threshold values. This goes deeper than we do at Breakthrough to Success, by the way. We want to get the person's threshold values. The threshold values are, here's how you get it. First, it says turn the values elicited toward the client and ask them to look at them. Then you say, all these values being present, is there anything that would cause you to leave? So if we're doing career values, you say, if you had all of these, from the motivation and all the other ones that we elicited, all of these being present, is there anything that would cause you to leave this career? And you're going to get threshold values. This came from a friend of mine who was doing business consulting, and he found that he was eliciting people's values, but he wasn't getting deep enough, because people that they were doing in terms of hiring consulting would be, they would hire the people, and then they'd find that the people would leave soon thereafter, the people they had hired, who he was supposed to help them to get people to stay long-term.